Sometimes there's stories that float around an organisation that just cause you pain. We call them anti-stories. I remember one of the first anti-stories that really struck me came from a HR director that I was working with in a large financial institution in Sydney. And I just said to him, "So, you know, are there any things, any stories that are going on that's causing you, you know, problems or pain at the moment?" And he said, "Oh, Sean, I'm going through one which is driving me nuts. We've got a new CEO. We're doing our strategy at the moment, and everyone's saying that the strategy was developed by the CEO just going home, grabbing the strategy from his previous organisation, changing the names over, printing them out on A3 sheets of paper and blowing them up and putting them around level 27. And it didn't happen that way, right? You know, we went through the strategy process and everyone was involved, but man, the story's killing us. And one of the things I advise people is you can't beat a story just with the facts. You got to beat a story with a better story. And, you know, for them, they had to create a new story. So that's what the CEO had to do. He had to get out and share the new story of how the strategy came about and what it means and how they're going to get everyone involved. It was a great lesson on how do you tackle these anti-stories and these stories that are causing you pain.